Welcome back to the post-game wrap-up show. Final score again tonight. The Emory Lady Spartans back-to-back state champions as they top the Grantsville Cowboys by a final score of 51-39. Joining us right now with the broadcast booth, we have head coach Lynn Tuttle. Coach, back-to-back champions. And first off, before we get going, congratulations on just a phenomenal year. I think we lose sight of the fact that you guys are 25-0 when we say back-to-back champions, and we can't forget that. It's a perfect season.
It is. Just feel exhausted right now, and we can finally breathe, it feels like. But outstanding group of girls, love them to death. And they show so much respect towards the coaching staff. They showed up day in and day out, worked their tail off. And you could just see all season, they had one thing in mind, and it's tonight. And they got there, and they've earned everything they've got.
I could not have said it better, Coach. This year had to be a little bit more relaxing than last year. Last year, we're down to the wire. I think at halftime, it was kind of a foregone conclusion at that point that Grantsville just could not match you guys. You and I talked last night, and you said, we want to get up and down. We want to move up and down the floor. And that's what you guys managed to do. Defense created a lot of offense.
Yeah, it did. We knew coming into this game tonight, we're going to have the freshest legs. We was able to get some big wins the last couple nights, kind of rest a little bit. And unfortunately for Grantsville, they had two knockdown dragouts their previous game. So I still think they come out and fought hard. They're a great ball club. I've got all kinds of respect for them. And unfortunately, we've been in their same situation, taking second. And I don't wish it upon any team. It's just the worst feeling in the world. But at the same time, I'm proud of my girls for back-to-back championships. They fought hard. It's just almost like they don't know how to lose.
Yeah, well, there's an art to learning how to win, right?
Yes, there is. Yeah, the great thing about these senior leaders I've had, they've showed the younger girls how to win and how to show up at practice, work hard, and be a leader on and off the floor. Excellent group of girls.
Scott and I were talking, Coach. I'm going to ask you, when you win back-to-back state titles and you win 40 games in a row, at some point along the line, you had to learn how to win. So going back 2 years ago to the loss to North Sevier, and I'm sure that's something that the girls will never forget, even though they have won two straight state championships, how much better did that loss make this team?
Oh, it paid dividends. They felt the other side of it right there. And, from there moving forward, they said they don't want to be in that situation again. So if it takes a little more time in the gym, a few more hours, a few more shots, they were going to put it in. And they were young back then. A little bit of maturity and strength definitely helps out. But this group of girls, and, I got to thank the coaches they had as in the Bantam Leagues. They started in fourth grade, got together, started playing ball. And if you get a group together and they spend a lot of time, know each other, this is what you end up with.
Three of these girls are obviously going to move on and play college basketball next season for sure. That's a great luxury to have. I don't know if too many squads that have that many. Right? Look, six girls could move on and play at the next level, I believe, with this squad. Coach, it's just a special group.
It is. And wherever they go, it's UVU and USU Eastern, I think they're going to be big assets to them programs. They've got the work ethic to succeed, and they won't settle for anything else.
At what point in time in the state championship game, Coach, did you kind of relax a little bit?
I tip off, to be honest with you. It's a long 24 hours since yesterday, and I just wanted to get it going. And, I could just see it in the girls' eyes today and everything as we watched some film on Grantsville and went to the gym, shoot around, and went over some of the things that they were going to try to exploit us on. And they just had a great... It was a great atmosphere around the girls, and they had the fire in their eyes. So as soon as we tipped off, I felt a lot better.
Grantsville did try to work around the perimeter an awful lot early on. I thought that played right into our hands. But you got to credit the interior defense, really cutting off any lanes to try to get an entry pass in down low. Were you surprised by Grantsville's game plan at all?
Well, they come out the first few possessions, and they kind of took advantage of us on a post-up for, I don't know the girl's name, is number 24. Mm-hmm. But then, that's another great thing about the girls. They realize what's happened, and so they make the adjustment themselves, and they stop that. So, yeah, as far as their game plan, I'm sure they wanted to take it deep in the paint on us. We just pulled Megan off, let her sag there, and she was weak side help if someone got beat. But a little surprise, I don't know. We thought they'd come out in that half-court trap and run it the whole game. And so that's one of the things we really worked on today in our shoot around, but they didn't do it. They tried it a few times, late in the first half and maybe in the second. I can't remember, but the girls, they broke it easily and stuff, so they had to pull out. It wasn't very effective.
Again, we're being joined right out of the broadcast table by Coach Lynn Tuttle of the back-to-back state champion Emory Lady Spartans. Coach, what was the locker room like?
Oh, it's before is about the same as after. I mean, they wanted to get going. After is like we was in there screaming, hollering, carrying on, and it's just when you're rewarded for something that you've worked so hard for, and you set out to do it, just like fire in the locker room.
You said, you know, when you work for something for so long and so hard, for those who maybe aren't around the sport as much, maybe you have it in your head that, okay, you start in November. No, that's not the case. I mean, it is a year-round dedication as far as these girls go, and it's been that way for the last 4 years with this unit.
Yes, it has. I mean, you start in the off-season, attending camps, and if you get the right camps, you can better yourself right there. And then some of these girls, there's just a one-sport athlete. And it showed. They spent a lot of time in the gym. A few of them played volleyball. A few of them played other things. But their main love is basketball. And any chance they had opportunity to get in the gym together, they would.
We have to talk about the coaching staff. We always talk about the girls, and rightfully so. I mean, they have definitely earned it. But, Coach, you have surrounded yourself with some great people on the bench. And they put in a lot of hard work as well.
Oh, they do. Them coaches, they probably know more than I do about it. And it's comfort knowing they're right there on the bench with me. So, yeah, I love my coaches to death, and they put the time and effort in, and huge thanks to them.
You win a state championship. Season's over. Here we are at the end of February. When does Coach Tuttle go back to work for 2019-2020?
We're gonna enjoy this one for a while. I think I told you the same thing last year.
Yeah, you did.
We're going to enjoy this one for a while, and I'm not going to think about it. But I've already talked to one of the girls that I think might be a leader for us next year and says we'll get in the gym when we can and we'll start preparing. Such a good feeling. We'd like to have it again.
All right. Where's that second state championship ring go on your head?
Well, I've got five of them now, so I can feel the whole
Feel a whole hand,
yeah.
Right?
Yep. Fortunate enough to get one as a player and four as a coach. So,
well, yeah. It's a tremendous accomplishment.
And, you know, once again, a shout-out to my girls. The girls I have now as a coach, sometimes I told myself I just got to get out of their way. Yeah. They can go take care of it and do their thing.
Yeah, but that's got to be difficult from a coach's standpoint as well, right?
Well, yeah. Huh? It's good to have. Good problem.
Yeah. Coach, well, look, congratulations. I really appreciate you making out the time for us throughout the entire year, not this weekend. You always take out the time to join us on the show, and it's a well-deserved back-to-back state title for this group, and I can't wait for next year.
Me too. Thanks a bunch, Jordan. We appreciate what you do for all the programs and what you do. I mean, you put a lot of time and effort in, and it is appreciated.
It's definitely my pleasure, Coach. I appreciate that. Congratulations once again.
Thank you. We're going to